The Smart Little Rabbit. Once upon a moonlit night, in a forest where whispers traveled with the wind, there roamed a hungry tiger, always with a rumbling belly. One bright day, he spotted a little rabbit.
"Aha!" exclaimed the tiger, his voice echoing through the forest. "What a delightful treat you'll be for my lunch!"
He approached with a sly grin, already imagining the taste. However, the rabbit, known in the forest for his quick wit, responded without missing a beat.
"Mr. Tiger, before you make a meal out of me, have you ever tasted a rabbit accompanied by rice cakes?"
The tiger paused, a puzzled look replacing his hungry grin.
"Rice cakes? What are those? And where might I find such delicacies?"
With a cheeky glint in his eye, the rabbit said,
"Lucky for you, I have some. Allow me the honor of preparing them for you."
The tiger watched closely as the rabbit put white stones, which looked just like rice cakes, into a small fire. "As with all fine meals," the rabbit began, pretending seriousness,
"these rice cakes are best enjoyed with a special forest sauce."
The tiger, now fully invested in this culinary experience, urged,
"Then by all means, fetch this sauce for me."
But the smart rabbit used this chance to run away, leaving the tiger waiting. After what felt like hours, the tiger's impatience got the better of him. He reached for a stone, mistaking it for a rice cake, and yelped in pain as the scalding heat met his tongue. A few days later, the tiger saw the rabbit again.
"You little trickster! You're my lunch today," he growled. "You won't fool me this time."
But the clever rabbit had another idea.
"Mr. Tiger, how about a feast of birds instead? Plump, juicy, and far more satisfying than a lone rabbit."
The tiger's eyes lit up.
"Sounds good, but how do we get these birds?"
"Birds are attracted to warmth at dusk," said the rabbit, with a twinkle in his eye. "If we set up a circle of fire, they'll come flying."
"All right, set it up," the tiger said.
The rabbit began gathering dry leaves and twigs, placing them in a circle. He then lit the circle on fire.
"Now, Mr. Tiger, you should sit in the middle. When the birds come, they'll see you and think it's safe."
The unsuspecting tiger did as instructed, anticipating a feast. But as the flames grew higher and hotter, the rabbit exclaimed,
"Oh no, the fire's spreading too fast!"
And he darted away. The tiger jumped out of the fiery circle and ran away, his tail between his legs, feeling both hot and fooled. Later, near a sparkling river, the tiger found the rabbit once more.
"This time you won't get away," he roared.
But the rabbit said, "Wait, how about a big fish to go with me?"
The tiger, thinking of a tasty fish, nodded. The rabbit teased,
"My fluffy tail is great for catching fish."
The tiger laughed.
"My tail is longer. I'll catch the biggest fish."
He put his tail in the water and waited. As the world slept and the stars kept watch, the night grew colder. The smart rabbit ran away quietly. In the morning, the tiger tried to move, but his tail was stuck in the icy river. The rabbit had tricked him again.
"Rabbits are too smart," thought the tiger. "I need to be extra careful around them."
And from then on, the tiger always thought twice before trying to catch a rabbit.